Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Chloe, aka Coco Mi Loco, here on Coco Therapy. That was a lot of Cocos. I hope you liked my little, you know, Post Malone intro. I do not own the rights to that music. But yes, that was me saying congratulations. Congratulations to my damn self. Like, when I tell you guys that I've been silent, and y'all know I like to talk. I like to talk a lot. And I'd be like so quick to tell people my joys and be like, oh my gosh, guess what I did today? And guess what this? And like, and it's just, I had to be still. I had to be very still and say, hey, Chloe, it's okay to move in silence. It's okay to, you know, see if it works for you. See if this will actually be something that you want to do. If this is a place you want to live, whatever the case is, like, do your research. Like, you know, kind of calm it down a little bit, basically. And Take your time, pray on it. Man, I've been in prayer like nobody's business, and I don't take that lightly either. Like, when I say I'm praying, when I say I pray for you, I mean it. Like, there is time in my day where I've sat down and I've had a conversation with God about you, and I said, hey, you know, my girl, she's getting ready to take her exam. Can you please pray for her? Like, watch over her, make sure that she gives her best foot forward when she does her exam. Or if my friend's going for a job interview, like, I pray, God, that, like, she shines beyond any other applicants. Like, it's so much bigger than just being like, oh, I'll pray for you. Like, no, like, I don't speak on nothing that I'm not about and that I won't do. So I appreciate everyone who has prayed for me in silent. People really didn't know about me applying, but there was a few that knew about me moving, because I was like, okay, cool. Whatever I do, you know, here at home, I can do somewhere else. You know, I just felt like I was in a place of contentment where I wasn't thriving. I wasn't being my best version of myself. I was doing more watching than doing. I was like, oh, wow, this is cool. Like they're doing this. That's awesome. Okay, but what about me? Like, what am I doing for myself? What fills my cup up? What makes me happy? What makes me want more? And I was stuck. I was stuck, and I was cool, and I was comfortable, and I was just like, but it was a comfortability that, like, I didn't want to be in. Because I think at some point, everyone is going to get comfortable and be like, wow, this is the good life. I like this. This feels right. But it didn't. I was pissed off at myself. I was like, Chloe, you're cheating yourself out. You have a whole ass degree and you're not using it. And yes, I get it. A lot of us, we go get degrees and we still don't know what we want to do. And that's fine. Like, but for me, like, I just held myself to such a higher standard, because I was like, I was blessed to get a full ride scholarship to Kent State. And I didn't even utilize it the way I should have. So in my head, I'm like, you know what? Maybe somebody else should have got this scholarship. If I'm not going to apply pressure and do what I got to do to be successful and get the most benefits, reap the most benefits out of the full ride scholarship, then did I really deserve it? Like, so it was a conversation I had to have with myself. Like, I don't expect anybody to completely understand why I feel so strongly about this, because I know a lot of us go get degrees and we don't actually use them in life. I know a lot of great people out there that are probably listening that didn't even go to college, and that's fine. Like, do whatever makes you feel good, makes you go get more, be successful, whatever. And no, you do not need an expensive ass piece of paper to tell you your worth or tell you that you're good for the job or no. But I will say that expensive ass piece of paper does let you through a lot of doors. Okay, so for me, I was like, I need to get this degree, because being in the healthcare field, you can't just walk in and be like, hey, like, I'm a great person. Like, I, you know, do this well, or I do that well, or if you teach me, like, I'll pick up quickly. No, you need to have certifications. You need to have, you know, degrees behind, you know, the tasks that you're doing. No one's just going to up and hire you because you're a great person. Not in healthcare. It don't work like that. Like, you got to have proof. You've got to have proof. And so the job that I have now, I did not need proof. I could have just went to high school and that would have been it. So that's why I got upset with myself. And I said, Chloe, like, utilize your degree, go get more. Like, this is not the end. You know, it's time. It's time. And I feel like everyone had a moment during COVID where they were able to be still and say, okay, what do I want to do? Like, what do I want? Like, everyone thinks the world is coming to an end. If these were my last days, what would I want them to look like? And for me, I was like, am I happy where I'm at right now? Am I being the best version of Chloe that I can possibly be? I was like, I'm not. And I'm like, I'm settling. And I wasn't with it. So, you know, I told myself that I was, like I said, I was moving. And I was in preparation for that. So I was getting everything lined up. I was seeing if I was going to have a roommate. Was applying for jobs, looking at apartments. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, you know, when you actually start doing it, you're like, oh wow, this is a lot. You know, no one ever talked about all the nitty gritty details. Like, I commend all the people that just get up and go with a dollar and a dream, because that ain't me. Like, I gotta have a plan. Like, because I have too much at stake. Like, I have too many, you know, people watching me and like wanting to see me grow, that like I'm not a person that just moves off of a whim. If it sounds good, but there ain't no plan in action, then it's just not going to happen. So I thought about this for a while. I probably made my decision to move to Columbus about 2 years ago, but I was still in a place of contentment. Like, I was good. Like, I was like, eh, not right now, not right now. And then I would just watch everybody. That's really what happened. I was just watching, and I didn't want to be a spectator anymore. I was like, no, Chloe, you're done watching people do shit and being great. You about to go be great too, okay? Like, it's your time. It is your time to shine. Stop watching. I had to put my phone down. I had to get off Instagram for a couple of days, because Instagram would just make you feel like you ain't doing nothing with your life. Like, you'll just go see, you know, everybody just doing great. And I was watching, and like, friends were getting engaged, and friends were having babies, and everybody's doing something, and like, you know, friends are getting like promotions, or they're like thinking about going back to school. And I was just like, what do I want to do? Like, what do I want to do? And everybody thought that like I got accepted in medical school, and that wasn't the case, because I never once said that I applied. But I was like, being a doctor actually wasn't my top priority. I just wanted to do something that I could do well. Not saying that I couldn't be a great doctor, but like something that I was already doing, but I could elevate in, that I can elevate in. I'm not even about to look for another word to say. Yeah, that I can just elevate in. So right now I am a medical lab assistant, also a phlebotomist, also a specimen processor, the yada, yada, yada. The names, the list goes on and on. But with that, I did not need a degree to do that. And so the fact that I've been one for so long, I like kick myself in the foot, because I'm just like, no, let's go get more, please. Let's go get more. So then after being a medical lab assistant, there is a medical lab technologist and a medical lab scientist. So in order to be the scientist, you need to go back to school, have the degrees. Remember that paperwork I told y'all about? You can't just up and be a scientist. You got to have the proof for all that good stuff. So I told myself, okay, we're going to go be that. What we got to do? And this is the conversation I had with myself. I'm like, I looked up so many schools. I looked up so many programs. I was like, do I want to be in state? Do I want to be out of state? I was talking about moving to Nevada. I was going to live in Las Vegas. Like, I had family out in Arizona, family in Atlanta. I was like, oh, I don't know. Right. But there was just something about Columbus that like spoke to me, and I always wanted to be a Buckeye. Always. I have to say this, guys, just so you guys know, I got accepted into the Ohio State University. Yes, I said it. I said it with pride. I said it. Yes, yes, yes. I'm here for it. Ah, I'm so excited. So yes, this has always been a dream of mine. Like, ever since I was in high school, when I graduated high school in 2013, I really, 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 really wanted to go to Ohio State. And I applied, and my mom was like, Chloe, you know, you have to apply for other schools too. I was like, no, I don't. She was like, yeah, you do. Like, you should apply to more. I was like, no, I want to go to Ohio State. That's where I'm going to go. That's where I'm going to apply. And yeah, that's that. So I was like, I'm about to be a Buckeye, turn up. I love big schools. I love big colleges. I just love a lot of stuff. And Columbus offers a lot when it comes to eateries, environment, sporting events, culture, diversity, headquarters. Like, there's so much in Columbus. It is a melting pot. Somebody even told me that, like, Columbus is about to be the new Atlanta because, and I see it. I totally see it. Like, it's just such a melting pot of, like, amazing people, amazing opportunities, and a great, great place to grow. And I don't get a lot of people that were born and raised from Columbus saying that they, like, absolutely hated, like, living there. Like, they either, yeah, they'll move and go try new things, or you'll get those diehards that are just like, Columbus is the day I die. Like, this is a great place. And I'm just like, well, great. What makes it so great? So, like, I used to visit all the time. I used to visit friends and just go to the Arnold Classic when that was like a thing. COVID hit and I was supposed to go earlier this year. I just always wanted to be in Columbus. I never had a bad time there, so it just seemed like a really great place to be at. And I know every place has their not so hot spots. I get that, but at the end of the day, I really think any city, no matter if you choose to stay home or, you know, spread your wings and go move down the street like me, or whatever the case is that it is what you make it, you know? Like, if you're like, oh, this city sucks, does it really? Or do you suck? No, I'm kidding. But no, like, does it really suck? Or is it just what you're doing sucks? Like, sometimes, like, it's just your job. Maybe your job just isn't it. Like, but if you go to this job in the same city, you could be like, wow, like, I love my life. Like, you have to figure out what it really is. Like, dissect that stuff. Like, me talking like a scientist. Dissect it. Literally tear it apart. Get your hypothesis. Do whatever you gotta do to see what is it that really makes it hot or not. Like, once you lay that out for yourself, I think it really helps for, like, better guidance and maneuverability on where you want to go and what you want to do, you know, to progress as an individual. So going back to my story, because I can talk in a tangent, yeah, I got a full ride to Kent State. So it was a no-brainer. Like, you're going to Kent, so forget your dreams about being a Buckeye. And I was hurt, y'all. I was hurt. Like, you would be like, well, aren't you happy? No, because you have to keep in mind, guys, I was 18. I was 18 years old. I had just got accepted into college. I mean, that's the big thing right there. It's just like going to college and not having to be underneath your parents' roof and live in the dorms and party life and yada, yada. So, like, as an 18-year-old Chloe had a whole different mindset than 26-year-old Chloe. Like, 18-year-old Chloe was like, I want to go where I want to go to live it up, right? I mean, I was thinking about my education. I mean, I was clearly somewhat smart enough to be able to get a full ride. So I knew that was a focus, but it wasn't my priority, to say the least. I just wanted to have a good time. So I was upset that I couldn't have a good time in Columbus. So, but by the grace of God, that scholarship was an absolute blessing. Yeah, I'm forever grateful for that. So I knew that if the opportunity ever presented itself, if God had this laid out for me, written some way, somehow, he knew how bad I wanted to be a Buckeye. You know, I didn't know when it was going to happen. It could have been, you know, 3 years ago. Could be, you know, if I didn't get accepted this year, could have been, you know, 4 years down the line. I don't know. Like, I'm a very driven person and I don't give up. And so if I want something, I go get it by all means necessary. Like, it takes a lot for me to be like, nah, I'm cool. Like, if I really want something, I'm going to go get it. Like, no buts, no ifs, ands, or buts, none of that. So like I said, I prayed on this one for a very long time and I was super happy to share. I was kind of hesitant, like, you know, I've been out of the game for a while. I've been out of college probably for about like 3 years. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm rusty. Like, what if I don't get accepted? They're gonna be like, you too old. And I shouldn't think that way because I know people that go back for some crazy degrees later on in life and they do very, very well. So do not limit yourself. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you've been out of school forever. I don't care if you've ever, you know, maybe you've never been to college before and you want to go now. Like, whether it's a community college, whether you're going for like an associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's, PhD, whatever. Like, I've been telling people nonstop, go do what you want. Go do what makes you happy. Like, period. Like, you don't have to answer to nobody. Absolutely no one. You do not need to run nothing by nobody. Do you think I asked for somebody's approval to apply to Ohio State? Do you think I asked for somebody's approval to move to Columbus? Do you think I act like, no. I was like, this is something I want to do for me, and I'm going to go do it. Like, you know. So that's that. Well, I can preach on that all day long. Please go do what you want to, because I promise it will be so much more rewarding. Wow, I can't talk. When you do it because you did it for yourself. You didn't do it because someone told you to. You didn't do it because it felt like the thing to do. Like, it was the new fad. Like, oh my gosh, everybody go to school right now. Like, COVID. Like, no. Like, I was going regardless of COVID. And I was like, COVID ain't going to stop me from going to school. Whether I got to take an online class for, like, maybe a semester until I can physically get on campus. But, like, no. I was going to still apply. Because, yes, this was a pretty tough year for everyone in so many different ways. I've been avoiding doing podcasts for a while because, like, my heart's just been heavy and there's just been so much going on that I really just didn't want to talk. But, like, today I really wanted to speak on this because this is, like, something that I'm proud of, that I'm happy for. Like, we haven't had too many, like, great moments this year. You know what I mean? Like, we haven't. It's just been really, like, blah. And everyone's like, this sucks. And, like, 2020 was supposed to be the year. Well, I'm sorry. 2020 was my year. Like, you got to find the light. You got to find the light in it. Like, there's a blessing in disguise. You might not see it right away. It might not have came as quickly as you thought it was, or it still might not even be present just yet, but it's coming. Like, but it's just saying, like, prayerful, having faith, and going for what you want. So I say that all to say that I am so excited for what is in store. I appreciate everyone and their warm wishes, their congratulations, their everything. Like, I really do. I don't take none of that lightly, and it doesn't go unnoticed. So I love you guys. Keep me in your prayers. If you have any questions, if you got any tips for me before I move, whatever it is, I appreciate it so, so much. So until next time, we shall chat. I think I'm going to make this little podcast. I don't even know what I'm about to say. Okay, I'm about to go now. I'm about to go. And we'll stay tuned until the next time. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening in. I appreciate you. And then, you know, let's go. OHIO. Yeah, I said it. Bye, guys.